This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Wyville City Council tonight will consider the third amended buyout list for flood-prone properties, most on the west side of town. A total of 118 parcels, some with and without structures, will be purchased by the North Carolina Office of Resilience and Recovery. It will be cleared and turned over to the city. Plans for the properties are still being considered. Most will become green spaces. None will be redeveloped. Lake Waccamaw commissioners will discuss a funding proposal tonight for the lift station repairs and the long-needed renovation of the wastewater treatment plant. That meeting begins at 6 p.m. in the town hall on Flemington Drive. Multiple law enforcement officers were involved in a chase down 410 to Rough and Ready Road on Monday. Tony Johnson Jr., age 37, of Shannon, was charged with misdemeanor child abuse, possession of a stolen vehicle, drug charges, and multiple traffic violations. We reached out to officials for more on the case. Deputies arrested a woman after a shooting between Tabor City and Powerway on Saturday. Deputies called for SWAT after someone reportedly pointed a firearm out the window of a van where a man was wounded inside. Two people were detained while Tara Little McPherson, age 52, was taken into custody on charges of assault with a deadly weapon, assault on a police officer, and more. Four people are facing multiple drug trafficking charges after an investigation by the Sheriff's Office. Jonathan Cumby, Linda Nicole Gore, Skylar Long, and Teresa Marie Hersey are in jail under secured bonds for trafficking in opiates, sale of marijuana, and possession of stolen property. The Sheriff's Office is expected to release more on the case tomorrow. The North Carolina Office of Resilience and Recovery is accepting comments through December 14th on proposed changes in using federal funds to rebuild homes damaged or destroyed in Hurricanes Matthew, Florence, and Helene. Among the modifications being proposed are exceptions to the rules for placing homes in floodplains, accelerating homeowner relief, and other changes. Check out the story on our website or go to rebuild.nc.gov to comment. The deadline is December 14th. Trinity Baptist Church and Chaplain Baptist Church are joining forces for the Cantata Silent Night, Holy Night. The program will be Sunday at 6 p.m. at Trinity Baptist at 201 South Thompson Street in Wyville, and Monday at 7 p.m. at Chaplain Baptist at 504 North Howard Street. The Tabor City Baptist Church Adult Choir will present their Christmas Night of Worship Sunday at 6 p.m. A time of fellowship will follow. Everyone is welcome. Check out our growing list of Christmas and church events at the CCN webpage. Make sure you send us yours so we can get the news out. Tabor City's Cookie Crawl is today and tomorrow. Pick up your local cookie box at the library and get out there and support some local small businesses and enjoy some Christmas goodies. The Fair Bluff Christmas Tree Lighting and Parade is Saturday. Santa will be stopping by the Visitor Center from 4 to 5:30 p.m. for pictures with the kids. Festivities start at the Fair Bluff Visitor Center at 5:30 p.m. with tree lighting, plus they followed by the parade at 6. Two big Christmas events are Saturday in Wyville. The Greganus Farm Store is hosting a flock swap and livestock sale from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. You get everything from guineas and geese to goats. The Columbus County Farmers Market Christmas from the Heart Sale is Saturday, featuring one-of-a-kind gifts from all sorts of local artists. It's one of the biggest events of the year at the market. They're also hosting a tack swap, so if you have spare saddles, horse gear, or other accessories lying around, take them to the free swap and sale. Maybe you'll even find a good deal on a saddle for that new Christmas pony. The market is located on Government Complex Drive in Wyville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.